Chapter 32. Where is Adam? Can you take me to him?
No, no, I can't, believe me.
Why, Omar? Help me understand.
He wanted to help her. You can't go there without being obliterated.
But Adam is taking pictures. How can he be obliterated? Doesn't that mean you are no more?
Well, yes, but, he thought for a moment,
obliteration separates you from your identity. Your body is intact, but not your mind. Emma, Nestor, and Ping were stunned. They had all been brought up to believe obliteration was something akin to disintegration. But why are their bodies kept alive? What is done with them, these bodies with no identity?
Nestor's voice was rising, and Ping shot him a warning look.
They work for Sovereign, in the mine.
Mine? A mine? What kind of mine?
Omar looked at his hands.
Not a Nushan mine.
Omar's silence answered for him. Nestor covered his face with his hands.
So forget any healing the Earth might have done in the past century. We are back to square one. That's what you're telling me.
Sovereign told me that Earth was completely dead. There is no coming back from what was done with the original mining operation that put us in here. That we needed Ushan to keep the thread working and keep us all alive. And now I'm not sure if any of that is true.
I'm not sure either, said Emma. I know this will sound unbelievable, but before all this craziness, Adam and I saw a toad.
Nestor laughed.
I'm sorry. Did you say a toad? The little jumping animal from the old world.
And a worm.
I'm sorry to laugh. It would be such a ridiculous notion coming from anyone other than you.
Ping leaned back in his chair.
How is that possible?
I can only assume you mean inside Abacus.
Well, of course.
It's a totally closed system. The only way something could be in here would be if someone brought it in.
Emma nodded.
And Omar can attest that the outside world is dead.
Oh, I promise you, it's dead.
Could Sovereign be creating life in a lab? Nestor asked.
Well, nothing would surprise me right now.
I know something that would surprise you, thought Omar. He wanted to tell them about the fly, but he couldn't beat back his shame.
Emma crossed to the sink and poured herself a glass of water.
The toad is going to have to wait. We need to focus on Adam right now. What I want to know is, how can Adam be obliterated if he's acting on his own volition?
I don't know. I don't understand it. I carried him down the hallway myself.
Wait, said Nestor. Back up. How is someone obliterated? All we know is that they're taken away and never seen again.
It's very simple. They only have to go from one end of a hallway to the other. Somewhere along that walk, their body and identity are separated.
Emma looked thoughtful.
Well, how can you walk down the hallway and not be obliterated?
I don't know. Sovereign must have done something to me so I can go in or out, but I have to tell you something. Your husband is injured.
Emma returned to her seat at the table. Omar could see the pain in her eyes.
Please tell me.
He has a head injury. He's made steady improvement. He's getting good care.
Emma looked confused.
Who's caring for him?
There's an old woman named Joy who cares for the men. She's very attentive with him.
Emma looked relieved and grateful. The room grew silent. No one was sure of the next step.
Omar cleared his throat.
I know someone who might be able to help us.
From his jacket pocket, he pulled out the photo he had taken from the flat file the day before. Everyone gathered to see.
Does anyone know who this man is? He asked, pointing to Tam.
Nestor nodded.
That's Tirfa Allman. He was the chief ambassador of the Outliers, who was assigned to John Sovereign. There are several photos of him in the archive from that era. John refused to participate in the operation and Allman was supposed to win him over, but the opposite happened. I believe they became good friends. What does he have to do with anything? He's here. All three of them looked at him in confusion. I mean, he's here. He's right outside of Abacus. He works at the mines. That makes no sense. He'd be 140 years old at least, said Nestor. Right, but he's here, and he looks identical, same as this picture. He waved it in the air and then set it on the table, tapping Tam's face with his finger. Well, said Emma, it certainly is possible. He's not human. We don't know how his people age, and if Sovereign is mining Ushan, he must be selling it to someone. Otherwise, why produce it? So Allman must be his buyer. She looked disgusted. Omar shook his head. I don't think it's that simple. He's a decent man. I don't think he wants the Ushan. He told me so himself. So why is he still here? And what reason is there other than to broker the Ushan? I don't know why he's still here, but I'll ask him. Omar stood. Adam is safe for now. Give me a few hours to talk to Allman. I'll come back tonight, and we can try to come up with a plan. The others nodded, mostly because they were not sure what to do next. As he got up to leave, Omar's screen chimed. He studied it for a moment, and then looked up at Emma. Don't set foot outside of this building. Sovereign is looking for you.